You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Welcome, everybody. It's so good to see you in the house of God today. Has anyone here experienced having conjunctivitis? I had it a few times as a child, and I remember maybe 15 years ago I had it because I got a bit of a virus. So then I got conjunctivitis with this virus. So not only could I not speak, I then could not see. I'm sure if I had Murray in my life, he would have been very happy with that. The not speaking bit. But isn't it amazing that when you put some ointment into your eyes, that haze, that inability to be able to see clearly, you then begin to see clearly. And this year, our vision is that by faith, we will see the unseen. So what does that mean for us today? That our eyes, our spiritual eyes, being opened by the Spirit of God to get a glimpse into what He is doing, what He is activating, and how He is moving, so that then you and I can work out what we need to do to actively participate to see those promises outworked in our lives, to work and be in cooperation with the Spirit of God, to be open to God and what He is saying and what He is wanting to show us. So how can we? Because of God. Why is it possible? Because of God. Only God can open our eyes to see beyond the natural, to see beyond the circumstances, to see beyond words, and to see beyond the intent of others, to see the truth of what God is saying and what His word says. You know, when we are presented with a situation, a conversation, the actions of others, or maybe a report, we can ask Holy Spirit, what is it? Is there something that you are wanting me to see in this situation? Because then I can know what I need to do in terms of I might need to pivot. I might need to pray in a certain way. What do I need to declare? What do I need to shift and activate? Matthew 19:26 says this. Jesus looked at them intently and said, humanly speaking, it is impossible, but, thank goodness for that but with God, everything is possible. Jesus looked at them intently, which means that He looked at them eagerly, keenly. He wanted them to know and understand what He was saying. That yes, to them, things might seem impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And today, Jesus looks at us intently and says, but with God, it is possible. Let's pray. If you're happy to stand with me this morning, and I want us to declare together that we will see the unseen either for the first time or in an even more significant measure in our lives. Lord God, we come to You. Lord God, we just ask that as this is our vision for this year, that we will see the unseen. Lord God, we declare it right now in the name of Jesus. That Lord God, You will open our eyes, that we will see things that we haven't seen before. Lord God, I just declare landscapes being open to people's hearts and lives in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we can stand with confidence this morning that it is impossible. So it is possible with You because You are in control, and we thank You and praise You in this place. In the name of Jesus, you may take your seats. And there is a story in 2 Kings chapter 6 where Elisha, while he was staying at Dotham, he found himself surrounded by a great army that was out to capture him. What had led to this? King Aram was in a war with Israel, and Elisha was going to the king of Israel and telling him what King Aram's plans were. Now, King Aram got so angry at this, not realizing what was going on, he actually thought it was one of his men going to the king of Israel and sharing all his plans. But one of his men said, no, it's none of us. It's actually the prophet of Elisha that is doing this. So as soon as King Aram found out where Elisha was staying, he sent his troops in the middle of the night with the purpose of capturing Elisha. When Elisha's assistant woke up the next morning and opened the tent, he was surprised and frightened to see a large army that was surrounding him and Elisha. He said to Elisha, "What are we going to do?" And Elisha says to him, "Do not be afraid. There are more with us. There are more with us than are with them. There are more with us as believers of the living God than are with them." This was not wishful thinking. This was not false hope. It was an absolute confidence in God, who can do the impossible. Elisha wasn't afraid. He was seeing the unseen. He saw the presence and power of God represented by the horses and chariots of fire protecting them. He now prayed that the young man would see the same. In 2 Kings 6:17 it says, "Then Elisha prayed, 'O God, open his eyes. Let him see.' The eyes of the young man were opened and he saw a wonder, the whole mountainside full of horses and chariots of fire surrounding Elisha." What a miracle. The young man's physical eyes couldn't see the horses and chariots surrounding them until God supernaturally enabled him to see the spiritual reality, the unseen becoming seen. Can you imagine the young man's reaction? If it were me, I think my perspective would change in that moment. I believe if that was me, my fear and anxiety would be gone in the name of Jesus. Because I would suddenly know in my heart that there is more with me than is what's going on in the natural. This is what we want this year. This year of faith, seeing the unseen. And I'm not saying that we haven't already. I know there are many people in this place that have amazing testimonies of God's goodness in your life and seeing the unseen. But there may be some here that say, "Oh, you know, I actually haven't experienced that. And I really want to experience that on my journey." Wherever you are on your faith journey, be assured that God is with you and he wants to reveal the unseen to you. Is there something today that you need to see for yourself or your family or someone you know? Do you need to see the God of healing? Because Psalm 103 verse 3, which is the word of God, it says he heals all your diseases. Do you need to see the God of deliverance and breakthrough? Because in Psalm 147 verse 3, it says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Do you need to see the God of provision? Philippians 4:19, what Pastor Arzy already said, "And my God, your God, will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Do you need to see the goodness of God? Romans 8:28 says this, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." What is it that you need to see? Let's believe together that we will see the unseen in an even more significant measure. We want it to grab our attention. We want it to change our perspective. And we want to elevate our faith. And this is something that only God can do, causing the unseen to be seen. In the New Testament, there are accounts of where Jesus healed people and caused them to see again. There's blind Bartimaeus, and in the book of Matthew, there's two men that were blind that came to Jesus, all of them receiving their sight as only Jesus can do. But one account I wanted to look at today is found in Mark 8, 22 to 26. And it says this. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. When he had spat on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened. His sight was restored and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home saying, "Don't even go into the village." Let's look at this miracle, what Jesus did for this man. He couldn't see, then Jesus restored his sight. The unseen was out of reach for him until this day where the unseen became a reality. If you're taking notes, point one, the man could not see. We know this because some people brought him to Jesus and asked him to heal him. We don't know if this man knew these people very well. They might have been friends or relatives. I don't know if he asked these people to lead him or whether they just saw his need. But what I do know is that they brought him to Jesus. And that we know that Jesus heals today. And Jesus heals people who can't see. These people wanted this man healed. They begged Jesus. This was no casual request. They earnestly sought Jesus' help. Today there may be people here who can identify with this and what I'm saying. I need to see the unseen. God, I need to see. This is not a casual request. I am desperate. I need to see the unseen. I need my perspective changed. You have come to Jesus because you need to see the God of the impossible move in your life. There is urgency and desperation to your need. God has spoken promises into your life. Maybe you're believing something for yourself or for your family or friends, but cannot see the next step on what to do on this journey to seeing the fulfillment of the promise. You may feel discouraged and just need the God of the impossible to come and speak into your life. Reveal his love for you and the unseen. He has you in the palm of his hand. There may be people here who don't know Jesus and need their eyes open to the truth that he is a loving Savior who loves and cares for you. And he wants you to come into relationship with him. Today, maybe you're someone that can identify with the people who led this man to Jesus. You know of people in your world who you want to bring to Jesus so their eyes are open to the truth of who Jesus is, that he loves and cares for them. We can all bring people to Jesus. People who need sight, people who need revelation, people who need hope. We can all bring people to Jesus. Ephesians 3:9 says, "And to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things." Or today there might be people that you know that already know Jesus, but they need to see the unseen in their lives and their circumstances. They need to experience healing or breakthrough, but need your help to get them to Jesus. They need you to lead them so that they can also experience the impossible in their lives. Wherever you see yourself today, be encouraged. God is the God of the impossible. Jesus leads the man out of the village. For us today, is there purpose in the leading? Absolutely. It's because it's Jesus who leads us. And he wants us to have an even greater reliance on him. We don't know where we're going, but we can be confident that he is leading us and he's leading us to a good place. There are times where God needs to take you away from the familiar. So it's just you and Jesus. It may be taking you away from a familiar routine and implementing a new one. It may be setting time aside to spend time with him. It may be taking you out of your comfort zone to stretch and challenge you in a good way, because there is more for you and your faith will grow. Don't be afraid of where God is leading you. When Jesus leads you to a place of encounter with him, miracles happen and the impossible becomes possible. Point three, his sight was restored. Jesus then touches the man's eyes with his spit and asks him, "Can you see?" And he says, "I can see men that look like trees." He could see, but not clearly. Can I just say, what a boldness of the man to say to him, "You know, I can see trees, but they, oh, sorry, I can see men, but they look like trees." Do you know sometimes when I get asked a question and they know, I know what they're wanting to hear from me, I just tell them what they want them to, want them to hear? Does this look good? Oh, yes, of course. I wouldn't do that. But what boldness in this man. That when Jesus says to him, "Can you see?" He didn't go, "Oh, yes, I can see," and it was done deal. But he is open and he is truthful. And he says to Jesus, "Yes, I can see men, but they're just not quite clear at this point." But this was the start of him seeing the unseen. And Jesus wasn't going to leave him like that. Things are starting to happen. Things are starting to change and move for his benefit. Even though the next step is not entirely clear, there is movement. This is the start of change in the man's landscape and perspective. For us today, at times, we might be like this man and we can say, "Yes, Lord, I can see things, but they're not quite clear." There might be times where things look hazy. There may be times because of time and circumstances and things that have come your way that you can say, "Yes, I can see clearly, but now there's a bit of a haze to what you've shown me, Lord." But there's also times when we see things so clearly and the miracle happens and we're just like, "Thank you, Lord, for your goodness." We all have different journeys. I'd love to say to you that it happens like that every time. But there are times where things look clear, but they still need a bit more of clearance from God coming to touch our hearts and our lives. You know, during this time, it's not the time to get distracted and give up. It's not time to listen to the negativity or the negative voices. See, it doesn't work. You've tried this before and nothing happened. God must have gotten it wrong. Who has ever heard those voices in their head before? I have. Sometimes the length of time can make our sight hazy. Did God really say that? Did God really promise that? But be encouraged. God is still in control. This is the time to stay close to Jesus. This is the time to continue to reach out to him. This is the time we need Jesus to touch our eyes again. He is not finished yet with his power and his presence. Remember, your foundation is on the unshakable truth that God is good. This was the start to seeing the unseen. And Jesus wasn't going to leave it there. He had complete faith that he was going to heal this man. When Jesus touched this man again, his sight was completely restored. And that is the same for us. Jesus' touch reveals the unseen. Today, Jesus' touch reveals the unseen. Be encouraged. God is with you. And the God of the impossible can make the unseen seen. I just want to end with this story. Years ago, I had a friend back in Adelaide. And God had promised her that she'd get married. In fact, God actually showed her who the person was. So when she told me about it, it wasn't like God had given me that promise. But I was happy to pray for her with that journey. And just like those men that led that man to Jesus, that blind man to Jesus, I was happy to lead her in my prayers. God, I may not have the promise, but right now you've given her that promise. And I just ask that Holy Spirit, you will show her what to do, where you're wanting to lead her, and the instructions on which she needs to follow. I will stand with her in prayer. Did I have the sight for it? No. But the God of the impossible wasn't going to leave it there. Not only had he given her sight to see the unseen, he was going to show me the unseen. And who am I to argue or deny what the Lord can do? One day I was at her house and she happened to step out. And while she was out doing something, all I can say was like a lightning bolt hit my spirit, and I just knew that I knew that I knew that this man was for her. You could not shake me from this. It was like a gift of faith that God had given me, and I suddenly saw into the unseen. God opened that curtain as it was and revealed to me the truth of what was actually going on. The natural was saying one thing. He was saying one thing that was contrary to what God's promise was for her life. But it didn't matter. The words that were spoken didn't shake my truth, didn't shake my faith with the fact that God had shown me the unseen, and I knew what God was wanting to do in this situation. But just like this story, this man at Bethsaida, there came a time where my sight became hazy, and I felt God say, I want you to just stop praying for a time being. It's not that the supernatural promise had changed, but God was just saying, at this time, I want you to just leave it aside. So he did. And about a year later, God came and spoke to me again. And it was like he just came and touched my eyes again. And what had become clear and then had become hazy became clear again. And God said, it's time. It's time to take up that mantle and start praying again. So I mentioned it to my friend and she said, yes, I agree. So we started praying. And I'm here to tell you that a year later, God supernaturally moved on their behalf. They got together and they are now married and have been married for years with two beautiful children. Don't tell me God can't do it. Don't tell me God can't do it. I have the faith to believe that God can do the impossible. I have stood as an armor bearer for my friend and seen God's miraculous power at work in her life. I have seen God's miraculous power in my life. God can do the impossible, and God is wanting to do the same for you. Open your eyes. It's just like I feel Holy Spirit is saying there are curtains being opened right now in the name of Jesus. Eyes are being opened and seeing the truth of what God has for your life. The promises are still yes and amen. The promises of God are still yes and amen as he leads you. We just thank you, Lord God, that you are more than able. And we thank you that we can trust in you, in your goodness in our lives. But if there's people here that don't know Jesus, I would love for you to see the unseen of who Jesus is and what he is in your life, that he is hope, that he is freedom, that he is the one that has set you free. And in Romans 10:9, it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And together we're going to pray this prayer. And I'd love it if you've not prayed this prayer or you haven't in a long time, that you would join us in this. So as we pray together, dear Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I declare that you are Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead, and I choose to follow you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We pray that that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.